This episode of the Hatchcast is brought to you by Burgess Institute for Entrepreneurship and Innovation. The Burgess Institute empowers students to learn through action by providing programs, courses, and resources to foster an entrepreneurial mindset and create new ventures. One name, one program, Limitless U. Learn more at eship.msu.edu.
Welcome to
Creativity,
Risk-Taking,
Entrepreneurship,
Community,
Innovation,
Ambition.
This is
the Hatchcast.
I think one of my questions to all you three is, you know, what do you find inspiring about?
Oh my God, there's a bee. Oh my God. Oh my God.
That's staying in.
Justice, if you cut that, I will not forgive you.
Oh my God. Where is it? It led. It's on my computer, guys. It's on my.
Kill it.
It's a hornet.
Is it a bee?
Use your hands.
Or is
it's
it?
On, it's just, it's a hornet. It's like a wasp. It's a wasp. Oh my God. Let's just check your computer. No, don't smush it. If you close my computer on that thing, I will kill you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Hatchcast. Today we have a very special episode. It is our season finale of season 4. Really, truly never thought we'd get this far or to this point, especially with all the stuff that's been going on this year. Don't even know how to summarize any of it or get over any of it. But here we are, you know, trying our best to have a good time, talk about our favorite moments of season 4, what comes next, and joining us, we have myself, Gabe Hales, we have Justice Keach.
Hello.
The Aaron Richard, and of course, the Brandon Weaver.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
It's been so long since we've done this, I don't know what to say.
I'm not going to lie, it does feel weird to be on it after such a prolonged period.
Well, guys, you know, we've had how many episodes in season 4?
36.
And so we'll top off this year at 38 episodes. That's kind of a big deal. So congratulations, Hatchcast team, on another successful season of Hatchcast.
Thanks for supporting us. We really appreciate it.
Well, guys, what strikes you about season 4?
It was adventurous and exciting and something new. And we tried a whole lot and some worked, some stuff didn't work. But that's just life, just like the Hatchcast.
It's all about the friends you make and the journey you're taking.
This is my first season on Hatchcast, so it was very interesting because I guess I don't have the perspective of being on past seasons, but I thought we did a damn good job on this one. So
I think so too.
So Aaron and Gabe, where would you guys put it compared to the first 3 seasons?
I think it was exponentially better.
Yes.
Can only go up.
I mean, I think the thing that strikes me about season 4 opposed to all the other seasons is that, I mean, we have a talented cast, we have a dedicated cast, and we're interested in trying new things and experimenting. We had some amazing guests. Maybe we do a round table here and we just select our favorite moments and we tell them why.
Sure.
Okay.
Who wants to start?
I can. Like I said, I don't have a lot of experience on the Hatchcast or hosting anything, quite honestly. But I think that my favorite was probably the interview Gabe and I had with Dr. Ryan Kimberoskis, just because, you know, I knew him previously. But I think that was just a really interesting conversation, and similar to a lot of the stuff he's told me before, kind of opened my eyes towards the way that you should be living your life and the way you should be carrying yourself, I guess. I thought that was a very engaging conversation through which I learned a lot.
I feel real comfortable talking about all the other points, you know, make connections, fail forward. And the last one, find your purpose. And holy crap, that's hard, you know? I was like, hey, Justice, find your purpose. A part of that is, follow your passions, try new things, allow yourself to try new things, knowing that you can go back, network, you know, practice communicating with a variety of different folks that may not share the same exact belief system as you or thoughts on something as you. Talk with them, you know, because there's a good chance that your boss or your coworkers are going to be in that same category.
All right. Well, what about you guys?
Well, I agree with you, Justice. I really enjoyed that interview. I think it was like very, I don't want to say heart to heart, but very meaningful. And I feel like I did learn a lot just from that conversation. It was like, it felt like just talking to a friend. I was going to say that one, but now that you said it, I'm going to say probably the failure episode, because I did spend a lot of time on the start of that one. And I really enjoyed the outcome of it. I wish I could have finished it off with a professional mic setup, but I think what we had was pretty good.
Well, even just these failures, no matter how big or how small, like not getting a job, not getting an internship, in that moment, because your mind is programmed in that way, you think it is the biggest, worst thing that has ever happened to you, and there's no going back, and your whole life is spiraling out of control, and you don't know what you're going to do. But all you have to do is look at your past and look at how many times you have failed before and think, wait a second, in probably 2 weeks from now, I'm not going to be thinking about
it. Hell, the next day, it's going to be okay.
Or even 30 minutes later, when you have a nice conversation with some friends of yours, you're like, oh, that was stupid.
I think that you did a fabulous job with the failure episode. I think one of my favorite episodes was with Robin Miner Swartz. I will gleefully embrace the fact that I fangirled out. She's one of my favorite human beings, and so this is one of my favorite moments.
And I did a package on her annual end-of-year recital for kids ages, you know, 4 through 19, and something I had participated in for a number of years in my life as well. And I found it, and I remembered writing it, and I was like, oh, great, nice to see this. And I pulled it out, and I read the whole thing. And I got to the end, and I thought, I am still so proud of this. I am so proud of how this reads, the story that is told in it, because, you know, I'm going to be honest, I look back at a lot of my clips and just roll my eyes or think, oh man, why didn't some other editor save me from this or whatever? But I read that and I felt really proud of past me.
That was very touching, Aaron. It really brought me back to the first interview, actually, that I ever was on as a Hatchcast host.
Oh, so.
What was your first one?
I believe it was that one, as I was working the soundboard. I wasn't actually on it, but the first one I was on was,
I think it was Ryan.
It might have been the one I was talking about.
Yeah,
I think it was with Dr. K.
For some reason, I feel like you've been here longer than that.
I feel so welcome.
You're one of us.
Brandon, what was your favorite? What was one of your favorite episode moments?
Oh, man. I actually, going back, I had a couple. So I enjoyed the conversation with Jeremy. That was the first one I was on. He was just, he's a crackhead. He's crazy.
Yeah.
Outside of him, I wish we could have had Lucinda in person. I think maybe we could bring her back for season 5. Her coffee's fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah.
Even with her being over Zoom, it was still a good conversation. And that was our first Zoom interview. So it should have been a lot worse than what it was.
No, I feel really proud of that moment. We really... That was like right. That was the week that we were dismissed from the office.
Yeah. And we were socially distanced, so we couldn't see her.
Yep.
Only you could see her on your screen, but it somehow worked out.
Yeah, it sounded really good. The final product was nice.
It was lovely. It was absolutely lovely.
My absolute favorite episode was with Carl Goode.
Oh God, yeah. Just come on. You can't.
He's an easy guest, right? Like he just can talk about.
I totally
anything.
Forgot.
He's
about
gonna
that.
Go. He's gonna tell a story. Yeah, he's a good guest to have on.
And so they make connections between things, not just knowing, but connecting, and that's just a natural thing we all do. And all that connection is connecting two ideas together or two pieces of knowledge and coming up with something new, unique, an idea. Reese's cups from peanut butter and chocolate. Yeah, bringing two things. That's all creativity is. The ability to make connections between disparate pieces of information in your brain to come up with a new idea that no one's ever come up with before. You're unique that way. We all are. And so every kid can do that naturally. And the study, you probably heard me quote in class, where 98% of kindergartners tested at the genius level for creative ability. Genius.
You said 98%.
98%.
Wow.
That's almost all kindergartners.
Yeah.
To make connections between pieces of information in their brain and to fearlessly do shit, you know.
What a good moment. Some of the stuff he said, just like Ryan's interview, like changed my my viewpoint. And I was like, damn, this is what I want to be like when I grow up. Yeah.
I know this is like a entrepreneurship oriented podcast, but I think once we get past that, we have some really good conversations with just people, you know? I think that's my favorite part about this podcast, honestly.
The fun part about Hatchcast, at least from a production standpoint, is that we get to have conversations with inspiring individuals, and they get to be vulnerable and have a conversation with us that is more accessible than not. I think about John Rood, who is a damn genius, and that conversation was a bunch of fun, you know, just hearing his take on, you know, the testing space and hearing his take on entrepreneurship and failure and how frank he was about failure.
All those things that we tried, like people that we hired that didn't work out, like lines of business that we thought would be successful that no one ended up caring about. Like you just have to get used to it. And then the ultimate thing is those things don't feel as bad when they just sort of fail and you can like see your Facebook ads like, okay, that Facebook ad failed. Like that's not an emotional thing. What's emotional is all the people that will tell you no. Like I think that you just do so much, you have to try so many things that the micro failures kind of like prepare you for the bigger failures in a certain way.
I'm excited for season 5. And I know all you listeners out there are too. Should we talk about what we kind of plan on changing for season 5 or yeah. adding and
Yeah, whatnot? So season 5 is going to be a sort of reinvention of Hatchcast. A reimagining, if you will.
And we're not going to change it too much because we gotta stay true.
We gotta keep evolving. Its origins.
But we really want to try out some new things. And we think you guys are going to like them. Should we get into specifics? Because I know
yeah.
we have a new thing that we were just talking about with Desiree about how we're going to try and do a bi-weekly segment at the end of the Hatchcast about just like important advice for getting into the entrepreneurship space and just little tips and tricks, like little quick 1-minute videos. So we're all pretty excited about that. And those are going to be in the works relatively soon. So,
and we're titling it The Mindset. Catch the teaser on our social media soon.
It looks fantastic.
It really does. Nicely done.
So with next season 5, guys and gals and everything in between and outside of, it's going to be a really good one. And we're really excited about it. We've been planning for a while. We've taken this unprecedented time of quarantine and the like and all of that stuff to try and plan as much as we can and make this season even better than this current one. So we're excited. We have a lot of special guests. We don't want to give too much away for you all, but heck yeah.
I'm so excited for season 5 and I'm excited to welcome new voices onto the Hatchcast, and I'm excited to see what 2021 brings ahead for us.
I don't know what else there is to say, man. I feel like...
I think we did it.
Is that it?
I think that's it.
We'll stay safe. Stay sane.
Thank you so much.
Do whatever it takes to make sure you're healthy.
Thanks for sticking with us for so long. And we hope to see you in season 5.
Which will launch in September 2020. Have a great summer, guys.
Peace.
Peace.
To our Hatchcast fans, we thank you for your continued support helping us grow throughout season 4.
Season 4 was fantastic, but we recognize the areas where we need to evolve and grow, ensuring we provide you with the very best listening experience.
We have already begun building out season 5, diligently ensuring that this will be the best season we have yet provided.
We are looking forward to diversifying our guests that will allow for interesting conversations from all realms of entrepreneurship.
Starting with the development of a mindset, all the way to rolling out a product and growing a company.
Our personal hope is that through the conversations we provide this coming year,
we are able to spark curiosity within the listener, allowing them to feel a part of the conversation.
And creating a platform where the Hatchcast helps them grow themselves and their personal brands.
This episode of the Hatchcast is brought to you by the MSU Entrepreneurship Association. The MSUEA is a registered student organization open to all majors who are passionate about entrepreneurship. Find out more at msuea.org.
The Hatchcast is sponsored in part by Spartan Innovations. Spartan Innovations provides startups spinning out of MSU's ecosystem the commercialization support and financial resources necessary to turn MSU research technologies into successful Michigan businesses.
Hatchcast is an ongoing collaboration. This podcast was co-created by myself, Aaron Richard, as well as with Tyler Mihai and Kurt Krieger. It is produced by the Burgess Institute for Entrepreneurship and Innovation in cooperation with the Michigan State University Foundation. Gabe Hales and Justice Keach are our sound engineers and editors. Our co-producers include Brandon Weaver, Gabe Hales, Justice Keach, and myself. Original sound is created by Katia Gaudina, with help from Aubrey Haas, Brandon Weaver, Caitlin Setter, Sydney Uwinga, Kurt Krieger, Tyler Mihai, Gabriella Allum, Jeff Smith, Paul Jakes, Ken Smuziak, Desiree Melfi-Bozzo, Neil Kane, and Lori Fisher. If you'd like more information, please head to hatchcast.buzzsprout.com or contact us at hatchcastpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.